So let's just review all that. So, question is do you do Al-Nisim in Benjamin? Right? So it's apparently it's Pasha that you do in Tefillah. So why is it so Pasha doing Tefillah? So Rashi says because Hodah. The day of Hanukkah was set up for Hodah. They have to give thanks or whatever to God for the Nes. And Hodah is what else you do it? That's through Tefillah. Right? So therefore they set it up in Tefillah because you give Hodah every day in Tefillah. Right? The Tosfos says no. The reason why it's Pasha that you do in Tefillah is because Pias Manes. Because in Tefillah there's a Tzibor, in general, Tzibor, and therefore it's going to be Pierce Manes, Tzibor. So therefore it's Pasha that you do in Tefillah. The question is in benching, because benching is not that many people, it's in your house, it's in private. Okay? So do you say that you don't have to do it in benching because it's private? This is already say no, that's also a little bit Pearson, not Kulei High, not that much Pearson, but at least a little bit Pearson.
Yeah, according to Tosfos.
Yeah, according to Tosfos. So in Machlokas, which we talked about yesterday, between Rashi and Tosfos, is why do you do Al-Nisim and Tefillah? Why do you do Al-Nisim and Tefillah? According to Rashi, it's because of Hodah, because the days were set up for Hodah, right? And Hodah is accomplished through Tefillah. According to Rashi, Tosfos is because of Pearson. Right, it's because of Pierce Manes. So we said on the surface, those sounds difficult. I mean, isn't the candles Pierce Manes? Right, isn't the candles Pierce Manes? I mean, they're two separate things. Candles are Pierce Manes, and Alisim is Adah. Does that make sense? Right? But now, apparently, Tosus is learning Hodah is accomplished, I don't know, Halal Hodah, through doing Halal, whatever. And the candles is Pearson, but apparently the Alisim is also Pearson. So what's the two Pearsons? So he said, perhaps Tosis holds that the Pearson, there's a combo deal, which is that the candles is like Pearson of Maisa. It's like an action Pearson, but the Alisim is like a Pearson through Dibor. You know, where you're explaining the story, the background, or it's, you know, the idea behind it, the mikdash, the, you know, it kind of gives context to the action of Pearson. So in Megillah, it's all together. Well, here's the Pearson Megillah, which is the action of the Pearson, and it's also the Dibor. So it explains the thing. But here, it's they go together. The two Pearsons go together, according to Tosfos. It's a combination that you light your candles in a very public way, so it's seen by all the Mishnah Rabbim, and then in Shul you explain through Al-Nisim and Tzibor, you explain the story, okay, and you give more context to it. It's not just the miracle of candles, but it's based upon the Jews being destroyed and Hashem and Tzadikim, and God brought us back to the base of Mikdash, and right, it de-emphasizes the miracle and focuses more on the other aspects of the whole story of the thing, right? Which the whole story in Megillah, that's implicit in the whole Megillah. Here you don't have it, all you have is candles. You know, so even if you know what the candles are for, you just know a miracle, but it doesn't have anything more to it. So that's what Tosfos holds. The Pearson takes place through two things. Yes. To Rashi, the Kana of Pirsum Anisa is Ner Chanukah. And that's it stands on its own 2 feet. That's it. That's the Pirsum Anisa. Okay. And Al Nisim is Rodah. But now, I mean, Al-Nisim also happens to function for Pearson. It does do Pearson. I mean, it's always set up, but it does function that way. Now, when it comes to benching, you have another opportunity to do Pearson. So it will be Pearson, and it is appropriate to mention day in the middle of benching, as you see you do on other days. So he holds that the opportunity to do a further Pearson is Mechayev. That's the question. Do you say, like, it's like a generically, you have to do Pearson as much as I could? You know, and if there's an opportunity to do it, I have to do it. Or you say, no, there's no, I don't have to. There's no, you know, I follow the Takana, and the Takana is the Pearson is done like a Neros. You know, and Al-Nisim is Pearson, but it's for a different reason. You know, so I'm not saying it's not Pearson. But according to Rashi, the very Takana of Pearson is not lacking anything, just with the Neros. It just is an idea that we should, it's a nice thing to always be in Farsi as much as you could, and to, you know, there's no limit to how much pure, you know, how public it should be. But according to Tosfos, it's like the very Takana itself, like, demanded Al-Nisim and, and Tefillah. You with me? Okay, now, one thing is, Shlomo mentioned, is that it turns out that even according to Tosfos, though, the Pearson and Tefillah is Ehodah, right? Turns out you say it Ehodah. The Lashon is Lashon Ehodah. You say it Ehodah. I mean, it's Al-Nisim, right? It's Al-Nisim, it's part of Modim. Right, So it's not that it's not Hodah, but the way in which the piersum takes place, and I think this is an interesting point, is that you could do piersum by just telling a, you know, like an objective third party uninterested story. You know, you're just telling a story. But then it could be, you could be mefarsin and nes through giving Hodah in a public matter. And therefore, it like makes the piersum that much more meaningful. You have the people who are the beneficiaries of the nes talking about it, giving Hodah on it in a public way, so it functions to give piersum, but it's like a more real type of a piersum. It's not just some historical event which took place sometime in history, but we, Klal Yisrael, are existing because of the nes which took place. And so it's like the form in which the piersum is appropriate form that they chose to do it is through Hodah. But the reason why you're doing it is not because of Hodah. The reason why you're doing it is because of piersum. Just that's the manner in which it was done, you know. According to Tosfos. Okay, now we're up to today. So Tosfos now has to explain. So what's the next question? Do you do it in benching, right? So do you say that benching is not that public? That's Tosfos says it's. Is the bias Bechos of Muslim should be bias leka persum enisa kule hai. It's not that much persum enisa. Okay, that's in Tosis of Mahu. It's just there's not that much persum enisa. Mahu lahaskar. Okay, he says, is do you say that there's not that much persum, not that much persum in the house? Okay, shul is betzibor. There's a lot of piersum, right? It's betzibor. You can pursue anisa, but eventually it's in the house. It's not that much pursuing anisa, not that much. So the question is, do you say a chayiv to give to do this piersum? Do the mechayiv you to do it in benching, which isn't that much piersum? Or you say, look, I guess it still is a little piersum, right? Something like that. But what's the question? I mean, it sounds like a funny, right? What's the about? I mean, pshat is that you say that since it's not that much piersum, there's no chiyuv. And I think the other side is that, well, it's still low, it's still a piersum. It's true, it's not that much, but it still is. And the Gemara says it's still piersum, but it's not that much. So I don't know. Do you have to give for a little bit, or only for a lot? Let me ask another question. If you read Tosis carefully. It's not so smooth. He says, "Pshita tefila pshita demaskim shunda tefila betziborhu the ika persum enisa because it's betzibor and there's persum enisa and there is persum enisa al v'yos manshav bias leka persum enisa kuli hai."
It's like you're comparing two different. You're comparing apples to oranges.
Okay. Yeah. What do you mean?
Because one place you're dealing with the public, okay. One place you're dealing with private. How can you even compare the two?
Okay, but that's the point, though. You could argue that's his point. That's why you can't compare them. That's right. But my question is that it sounds like he would be saying if you stop the data before kulei hai, it's good. It says because I think the text is wrong. Okay, I don't really think so, but it should be. It's a problem. It should have said tefila is betzibor and the ikar persumanisa and there is persumanisa. And Birch the Muslim Shabbat is like a Persumanisa. There is no Persumanisa. Right? Those are the opposites. There is and there isn't. Or I could change it a different way. I could say it's Vilas with Sibor, the Ika Persumanisa Tvei. There's a lot of Persumanisa, but in your house there's not that much Persumanisa. Right? But he kind of makes it like in the Tzibor, there is Persumanisa, but in the Vaisar there's also Persumanisa. You know, so like it should have said Vika Kulei Persumanisa, and the Bais is not Kulei Persumanisa. Right? You following my? Just doesn't. I don't know, there's something not smooth about it. I mean, you could just say Lo Daki or whatever. I don't know. That's what it means. Maybe like this. Maybe it goes well with our previous far. Okay, the whole framework which Tosis is setting up here. That there's a two part piersum. There's the piersum which is through Maisa, and then there's the piersum which is through Dibor. Okay, the piercing through Maisa is not like Eros, and then the Dibor, so to speak, explains it or, you know, goes along together with it. Okay, so like this. If I'd ask you, is saying something b'tzibor in shul, is that piercing? Is that publicizing it? Right? If I'd say, is that a public thing? You know? I say, yeah, sure. It's a shul. It's a b'tzibor. Right? I said, if I would make an announcement in shul, is that publicizing? I say, yeah, sure. Publicizing. It's tzibor. Right? That's tzibor. It's publicizing. It may not be on the street. It may not be as public as whatever, but it's with tzibor. That's an idea. That's public. But if I would say, I'd say something in benching, right, in my house, or at a meal, would you say that's publicizing? So I'd say no, because it's a private thing. I mean, look, you may tell a few people or whatever, some people know, but you wouldn't say that's an action of publicizing a thing. Making it public, there's no real public. I mean, the word may get out, whatever, I'm telling some people, but intrinsically, you wouldn't say, if you're trying to set up a takana of Pirsuma Nisa, you're not going to say in your house, say in benching, say on Nisa. What kind of takana of Pirsuma Nisa is that? In a little private thing, you just start doing Pirsuma Nisa. That's not a real Pirsuma Nisa. So if you want to say, let's do Pirsuma Nisa. Set up Pirsuma Nisa, so we light candles, and then in public, and it's in shul, in tefillah, we say on Nisa, that's part of Pirsuma Nisa. So now they didn't say only when you're in shul, they just said do it in tefillah. And tefillah will always have a public aspect to it, so they accomplished setting up a takana of Pirsuma Nisa through dibor, through saying putting in tefillah. But to say that they're going to set up Pirsuma Nisa and dibor through in your house, in your private, in your house, you say benching, you put it on Nisa, and what kind of, that's not Pirsuma Nisa. It's not a takana of Pirsuma Nisa. That's what he says, is that tefillah, the dibor will be a Pirsuma Nisa. Right, there's Pirsuma Nisa. So that makes sense that you're going to be misaking that. That's the takana that you want to have Pirsuma Nisa through speech. How are you going to do it? That's what you do in Megillah, right? And then Megillah's in Shul, right? That's where people gather together. It's a basic nasas or whatever. So that's people where gather. That's where people gather, and that's where you speak to the people, to the, right? Okay. So that's an argument to say about benching, but you're benching. Forget about it. That's not Pirsuma Nisa, right? But what's the other side? The other side is like this, is that the Pirsuma Nisa is really through the Ner Chanukah. Pirsuma Nisa is really through Ner Chanukah. Okay? But the only thing is that Ner Chanukah doesn't have an explanation attached to it. So that's public, but it doesn't have, it's a public show of what's going on, but it doesn't have any explanation attached to it. What are you doing? What's the context? What's whatever? So the context is provided through mentioning Al-Hanisim, through the fact that people are doing Al-Hanisim, right? And people know about it. They look into the content of, what are those candles? Everyone's saying, you listen in shul, you listen to benching, and people hear about it. So it doesn't, the benching in the house, if it existed in isolation, that's now not going to be Pirsuma Nisa. But given that there is an action of Pearson, which evokes people's curiosity or whatever, and now you have a in your house expression, which is related to the candles which were lit, so now that could be associated with Mitzuraf to the Pirsuma Nisa. It could have a din of Pirsuma Nisa via its relationship and its association with the candles which are public. So it's like an explanation of the public demonstration. So therefore it can have a din of Pirsuma Nisa. It's telling everybody what those candles are. So it's true, the demonstration, it's the explanation itself isn't a public explanation. You know what I mean? But the demonstration is public and this is an explanation of that. So that's the question. It's like, does the I'm not sure how to, there's different ways to go here, but one way to say is that when you say that the piersum has two aspects, the dibor, which explains the piersum, the maisa, does the dibor have to have a din piersum b'fnei atzmo? It's like two actions of piersum independently. There's piersum b'maisa and piersum b'dibor. You know, so they have to each in their own right be din piersum. So therefore, the takana is not going to be din piersum on the house. It's not piersum. Or do you say that there's the piersum b'maisa, which is explained through the dibor, and the dibor gets the din piersum via its combination, its functioning together with the piersum b'maisa, and that's piersum. So it doesn't have to have a din piersum if ne'atzma. its din person could come through its explanation of the its explanation of the Maisa, which is definitely Mefarsim. Answer the question in the Megillah. I forgot exactly the case, but the question is like, could you be able to Megillah if you don't understand that? If it's Lashon HaKodesh, you don't understand that. So they say, you don't understand that. So it says, yeah, but does anyone understand what Hachashtron and B'nai Maracha means? It's the words which we don't even know what the words mean exactly. So it says, I think this is how it goes. It says, well, there's Kriya and then there's Pesuma Nisan. I think Rashi explains is, you read it, and then you ask about it, and you talk about it, and the Pirsum doesn't have to necessarily be... the guy who's hearing in language he doesn't understand doesn't... It's not Pirsum in the action itself, because he doesn't know what he's saying. But then he'll ask about it. He'll say, what was that Megillah? What are they talking about? And then the Pirsum will result. So the Pirsum doesn't have to be intrinsic in the action, but it brings about the Pirsum. It's the stimulus of the Pirsum, and the Pirsum ensues. So similar. I mean, that's not so good, whatever. But I'm saying it's similarly here... saying is that the piersum in the dibor in the alanisim is not like its own action of piersum, but it completes the piersum of the candles. So if you just, no one's just hearing the benching, but people see it on the street and then everyone benching, and then it relates to that the piersum of the, it's mashlam, the piersum of the nails. Kulehai means that it's not piersum in its own right. It's a piersum. It lends itself, like it is telling people about the thing, but it's not enough. It's not that a really public demonstration that it will have a din of piersum in its own right. So like if you're whispering it and no one heard it, or you're just thinking it in your head, it's not even piersum to explain the thing. I mean, it's supposed to be an explanation to, you know. So it has to be at least informative a little bit in order to be able to qualify and relate to the Neros. You know what I mean? So in the bias, it's not cool AI. It will get the word out. Given that there's already a Pearsome, it's enough that it will have a then Pearsome in parallel, you know, together with association with the bias. But it's not enough Pearsome. There's not enough people there that it would have a then Pearsome if Neatzma. And the Shul has then Pearsome if Neatzma because it's there's a Tzibor. But here, it's not Pearson Fnas, but it does partake of making it known, and that's why it will be enough to be able to pair up, to be related at least to the Pearson of the, to work in tandem as the other, the Pearson of the Maisa. So that's why I think it's a Lashon is really good, is that it's, I think, is that the Tfil of Tzibur of Ika Pearson Menisa, and there is Pearson Menisa. But it's like there really isn't Persumanisa. But Kulehai, like there is, but only in like a secondary way. Intrinsically, it's not really Persumanisa. So the way he says it, it's not Kulehai. It means that amount isn't enough to really create the Din Persumanisa intrinsically. But it could have a Din Persumanisa together with as a mashlam of the Persumanisa of the Lachma. Exactly. The other side would say is that the piersum takes place through the two maisa piersum. It's not like there's one piersum with a mashlam, you know, with an explanation. But there's a two-faceted piersum. And it's two-faceted piersum, then the takana is that you have to do piersum through dibor. So you have to do a maisa piersum. So they didn't have a sack in that invention, because that's not the takana. You know? So that's the question. What was the takana? There's a takana that it's a two maisa piersum, so then that's only mechayev yon tefil, it's not mechayev yon benching. Or is it mechayev to explain the piersum through dibor? So then you have two vehicles. Benching is one, and tefillah is another. So mechayev in both vehicles. Why should it be one or the other? They both will function for the explanation of the thing. So they're both going to be mechayev. You know? So what we're going to do now is turn to the difference again. Okay? Chof beis and beis. And today we're probably just going to get some facts, some problems. Okay? So the Gemara is previously discussing whether or not you're allowed to light the menorah, one candle, use the candle to light another candle. Okay? On Erech Hanukkah. Could you take one candle and use it to light another candle? So for starters, one thing you cannot do, for sure, is to take, if one of your candles, let's say your shamash goes out. You're lighting with a shamash, and then your shamash goes out. So let's say you want to use the candle which is already lit to light your shamash and then light the second candle. That you definitely can't do. Okay? Because it's called Bizei Mitzvah. is you're taking a mitzvah and you bizoy mitzvah. It's like degrading the mitzvah. You're taking a candle, which is an Erech Hanukkah, and you're using it as a tool to just light a shamash or a shamash. Even though in your mind you're planning on doing it for a mitzvah, but objectively the action of lighting a shamash isn't a mitzvah. You can take the shamash and go light a cigarette with it. You can do whatever you want with it. So objectively, that's a bizoy mitzvah. Okay, because you're not doing a mitzvah with it. You're using mitzvah, and you're subordinating it to a whole action. Lighting a candle. Lighting a candle. It's not a mitzvah. Again, your head doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that's why you're doing it. But that's a bizoy mitzvah. Okay? Fine. But could I go directly from candle one to candle two? Because candle two is a mitzvah. So I'm using it for a mitzvah. So you say that's not a bizoy mitzvah, right? You could argue. Not degrading the mitzvah, I'm using the mitzvah. That's what I'm doing the mitzvah. So the Gemara says that depends on whether you say that what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah hadlaka, lighting, or is the mitzvah hanacha, placing? If you say the mitzvah is to light, then yeah, you're doing a mitzvah. That's not using the mitzvah. If you say the mitzvah is hanacha, placing the candle, then the lighting isn't such a mitzvah. Okay, isn't the mitzvah. Whatever. Okay, we'll see. So then you're not going to be allowed to do it. Because then you're taking your nair, and what are you doing? You're lighting a candle, but the candle, that's not a mitzvah. It will be once you place it in its location, but until you do that, that's not the mitzvah. Okay? So it says, Gemara says, so that's where we're at. It's my havei Allah. So Gemara is on Chof Beis and Beis in the middle. Amar Rav, Aleph Reish, the last word in the line. Okay? Amar Rav Huna, my havei Allah. So what's the conclusion? Are you allowed to light from one candle to not? Or the other not? Amar Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua Chazina, we see, yeah, luck goes to mitzvah. If that luck goes, it's a funny lashon, but whatever. Osa mitzvah. Doesn't say the mitzvah is not luck up. Chof Beis Amud Beis, the last word in the line is Aleph Reish. It's about halfway down the page. So it says, if the mitzvah is hadlaka, then you're malikin on there. If you have nachlus and say malikin on there, then you can't. Okay, Rashi. And this is Rashi, is already the problem. The first wide line in Rashi. Wide. Okay. If the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is hanging, is dependent upon Hadlaka, Madlikin, then you could light Kiddush Kacham b'Menorah, like you find by the Menorah and the Mikdash, they lit from one Ner to all the other ones because the mitzvah is Hadlaka. V'Hanacha is a mitzvah. V'Ikar mitzvah Sataliya b'Hanacha, and the primary mitzvah is contingent upon Hanacha, whatever that means. The Ikar mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah. Ain't mother getting on there. To hadlaka, lav mitzvah, kuli hai. Because hadlaka is not that much of a mitzvah. Right? Kuli hai again. Hadlaka is not that much of a mitzvah. So if hanacha is the mitzvah, if placing is the mitzvah, then hadlaka is not that important. It's not that much of a mitzvah. The main mitzvah is the hanacha. The hadlaka?
It's something you need the hadlaka in order to.
Well, I don't know. Just because that's the case doesn't mean it's not cool. Yeah, I mean, you need a lot of things. You need to set the candle. You need to, you know, you're going to go to the store and buy things. I mean, just because, I mean, it sounds like hadlaka is...
Kulehai is saying that the hadlaka is still necessary for the...
Not just necessary. It seems to be somehow part of the mitzvah. It's not just necessary. Again, that's what I'm saying. A lot of things are necessary. It seems to be somehow part of the mitzvah in some sort, whatever part means. Not the ikker. It's a tafel.
If you found the
menorah,
you
can't
just place it.
No, maybe you could. Okay. Maybe. Chayr Shoto Katan Light said you could.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. If you hold an office of mitzvah, Chayr Shoto Katan Light, and then you can place it. So I don't know if you find one, I don't know, but maybe. One second. So the question is, if you're going to say hadlaka is somehow part of the mitzvah, so then why is it a mitzvah? Then I'm doing a mitzvah. I mean, it's true, it's not the essence of the mitzvah, but I mean, it is mitzvah. Right? It is mitzvah. Right? Why is Rashi doing that? Why doesn't Rashi just learn simple? Anach is a mitzvah, anach is a mitzvah. Anach is not the mitzvah. Right? Wouldn't that have been easier? That would have been a nice way to learn the Gemara. If hadlaka was a mitzvah, then the mitzvah is hadlaka. Anach is nothing, then you're doing the mitzvah. If hadlaka was a mitzvah, then the mitzvah is hadlaka. And hadlaka is nothing. And that's always be a mitzvah, because you're taking the candle and you're just lighting. That's not a mitzvah. But for some reason, Rashi says, no, hadlaka is not that much of a mitzvah. But now he makes a problem for himself because it's a little bit of a mitzvah. So now why is that bizei mitzvah? I'm using a mitzvah to do another mitzvah, to do a little bit of a mitzvah. But whatever, mitzvah is a mitzvah. That's not bizei mitzvah. I'm not doing a myself chol, I'm doing mitzvah. So first of all, kulei hai is a strange kind of formulation altogether. It's not that much of a mitzvah. It doesn't. What does that mean? It doesn't mean the ikar of the mitzvah. What does that mean? And what's the point of doing this in the first place? And once it is a little bit of mitzvah, why is it bizei mitzvah? Right? Yes.
Fine. So the Gemara says like this. Okay. So it says, Toshma. Oh, so it says, Dibayi lohu. Halakha says, Onachos mitzvah. Toshma. The Gemara tries to prove one way or another. Dama Rava, Hayatafos ner Chanukah va'omeid lo asav lo klom.
If you hold, if you light the ner Chanukah in your hand, okay, you stand in front of your house and you light the ner Chanukah and you're holding it the entire time. You're not yotzei. So what does that prove? That proves hanacha, right? It says Shema Mina hanacha is a mitzvah because if the hadlaka was the mitzvah, so it's wrong. You're in public, you lit the candle, it's pierced. What's the problem? But if you say hanacha, then you didn't do hanacha, right?
So the Gemara says no, not so fast, not so fast. It says Hasam Haro Omer
Letzarka Hu Dinak Ela. The observer is going to say that that's a personal candle. That's not an air of Pearson. You lit that because you want light on your hand or whatever. You're holding it for your own personal tzorach, and that's not piersum. Piersum is a candle which is functioning for piersum anais. If it's an air of usage, that's why the idea is you're putting it there by your outside. You're not putting it in your house on the table or whatever. You're putting it, it's not for piersum, it's not for tashmish. Right? So the saying is that the roa is going to look at it and say that it's not piersum, that's not piersum. So the saying is not because you need a hanacha. No, even if you don't need a hanacha, you need a hadlaka, but you have to be lighting an erev pirsum. That's not an erev pirsum, because you're busy holding the thing. Right? Okay, that makes sense, right? Rashi. The tzarko, lishtamesh, like a hekar nisa. Right, it's not noticeable that it's for the nais. Okay, good.
Any problem? Okay. That one's good. Toshma. Another toshma. Damarava. Hidlika bifnim votzia lo so klom.
If you light it inside your house and you bring it out, it's no good. What does that prove? Hanacha?
Hanacha without
the lock
is no good.
So, hadlaka was a mitzvah.
Yeah, the hadlaka without the hanacha is no good.
That, well, what is it? It says if you lit it in your house and then brought it outside
right. And
placed it, presumably placed it, you're not yotze.
Right, because the hadlaka is.
Because the hadlaka is no good. So the hadlaka is the mitzvah, right? So, iyama b'shlama alaf beis. Iyama b'shlama. If you say then it's good hadlaka was a mitzvah, that the mitzvah is hadlaka. Hadlaka b'mkom avina. Mishamalchi lo zokom. Because you have to light the candle. The mitzvah is the ma'isa hadlaka. Where? In your privacy of your house or in the street in the public? In the public, then that's where the ma'isa hadlaka has to be. The mitzvah is the ma'isa hadlaka. You got to do the ma'isa hadlaka properly in public. Not in the house, not in your house. Eliyam ha'nacha was the mitzvah, my los v'laklam. Right, if the mitzvah is ha'nacha, so it's probably lit in my house, but that's not the mitzvah. That's some whatever, but now I'm placing it in the street. So it's a good ha'nacha, so why am I not yotze? Why am I not yotze? Right, so it must be ha'nacha, it's not ha'nacha, so it's ha'laka. It says in Roskasha, is that why is it if you light it in your house, and then you bring it outside, and place it, if you hold ha'nacha as a mitzvah, it should be perfect. But it's not. So it's a kasha on the chosam mitzvah. So my answers hasam nami, and this is difficult. Haroa hud omer letzarka hud adlaka. The observer is going to say that you lit that for your own purposes, which sounds analogous to the previous answer. But what's the problem?
It's outside.
Well, you didn't light it outside.
But how's it for your own purposes?
You lit it inside. You lit it inside, so and then you brought it outside. What? Yeah, and then the roa is going to see you bring it outside, but he's going to say, oh, that guy lit it inside for some purposes. Right? I mean, so either he'll see you from the inside or he'll see you carrying it out. But either way, he's going to say, you lit it for your own purposes. So what's the problem? Good. Mars good. Sounds good. What? Thought it was. Okay. Well, let me ask you. Who cares what the Rabbah he says? Who cares what he says why you lit it? Well, I don't care why I lit it. The mitzvah isn't lighting it. The mitzvah is placing it. Right? And if the mitzvah is lighting it, then I understand. I have to light it for a person. But if the mitzvah is not nacha, then what's the adlaka? It's just nothing. It's just like a prior thing. But the mitzvah is really when I place it. So I'm placing it for a person. So why did I originally... Well, who cares what the guy thinks why I lit it? What does that have anything to do with it? The question is, why am I doing the mitzvah? When I place it, that's the person, right? And it's for a person. I'm placing it for a person. I lit it in my house. Who cares why I lit it? What does lighting have anything to do with it? Right? Right, it seems like Chaim's right. I mean, we have to work to explain this. But it sounds like the hadlaka is not nothing. Right? Because if the hadlaka is nothing, then you're right. Who cares why they say he let it? It sounds like somehow the hadlaka registers. Kind of like Rashi. Kulei. Perhaps this is where Rashi got it from. It's not nothing. Hadlaka is something. Right, whatever that means. I mean, we have to explain what the sense then is, you know. But it's in line with that idea that it's not zero. If it's zero, then I think the kasha you can't answer because who cares why you let it? But if you say that it's somehow part of the mitzvah, somehow, then it's a little easier to understand, right? It's a little easier to understand. Let's see if we can finish this. I'm not sure. Hopefully, we'll be able to. It says Tashma. One more case. Damar Rishuv and Levi. If you have a yahrzeit candle, a big, big kli, and it's going all day long, okay? You lit it on Friday night, and now it's going all day long Saturday night. Now you want to use it for your mitzvah on Saturday night. So most of Shabbos, mechabe or madlika, you extinguish it and you relight it. Right? So what does that prove? Hadlaka. Then of course you have to relight it. What else are you going to do? You have to put it out and relight it. If you say mitzvah hanacha, hay mechabe umadlika, right? Why this? It says you have to put it out and relight it. This is funny. It just says mechabe, you should extinguish it, umagbia, and pick it up, umanicha, umadlika, and place it and light it. Mibayilai. Should have said that. Right, so you would have thought just pick it up and put it down, right? That's Tosas Kasha, right? Tosas Amay Mechabe Vechozer Umadlik Agbalasaki Kivan Hanachos Mitzvah. The Atu Migar Adukam Mitzvah Adichesh. Let's just pick it up and put it down, right? But it's saying is apparently, right? Apparently you need to relight it also, somehow, right? So, right? So what does the Gemara say? So it's a kasha that if it's hadlakos mitzvah and sender, it's hanachos and mitzvah. Where's your hanacha? You should have to at least pick it up and put it down. I mean, either way, just extinguishing and relighting it, that definitely isn't good, right? That's all the Gemara says. I mean, there's a funny thing in Gemara. We can look at those more, but definitely the Gemara is not just saying not hanacha because there's no hanacha. You're just extinguishing and relighting it, right? So that's a kasha. How can you say hanacha? The old mitzvah from the Shulchan Aruch Hadlik Ner Shulchanika Shemina hadlakos mitzvah Shemina. Right? That's a good, easy proof, right? Somehow they missed that one. Bracha is Mahadak. Yahasha, the main halakha osa mitzvah, the chesh od kata, and also lokum. So since halakha osa mitzvah, the chesh od kata lights, it's no good. But if you would have said halakha osa mitzvah, then the chesh od kata would have lit it, and then you place it down, fine. Right? Which is a little difficult, because if you're saying halakha is somehow a mitzvah, then how does that work, chesh od kata? Right? Okay, so these are problems. Okay, I guess in theory, probably maybe look at Antosis, look at some Rashis, you know. But this should keep us busy for at least tomorrow, maybe Monday or whatever. Right?